third trimester require a woman's physician and two consulting independent doctors to sign off before the procedure can take place. A Chinese delegation's arrived in Washington for another round of trade talks, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FBI is concluding in its final report on the Las Vegas mass shooting that the gunman, Stephen Paddock, was seeking infamy and probably chose his target simply because the people at the outdoor music festival were having fun. Still, the report released yesterday says the team of investigators and behavioral analysts could not determine a clear motive for the October 2017 attack on that country music festival. Paddock killed himself as police were closing in on his hotel suite. The Republican president will be delivering the State of the Union address on Tuesday evening, and now we know who the Democrat is who will be responding to it afterwards. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union. After President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is she may run for Senate.
And this Friday will be the last day for returns at Gymboree and Crazy 8 stores as the children's clothing chain is going through bankruptcy restructuring. Plastic and digital gift cards will be redeemable through February 16th, according to the company website. That's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. The company's Gym Bucks and Gymboree Rewards loyalty programs have already been discontinued. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.